Middle School Personal Finance, Chapter 3 Storybook.
The Paycheck Path.
Amara and Mateo sat on a park bench, sketchbook open on Amara's lap, tablet glowing on Mateo's.
I wish I could just draw all day, Amara sighed. But how do you make money from doodles?
Mateo looked up from his coding game. And I love making this game work. But what kind of job is that, really?
Their school guidance counselor, Ms. Anya, had an idea. Why not explore? Talk to people in the fields that interest you. I know a graphic designer and a software developer who would be happy to chat. She handed them two business cards. Think of it as a career investigation.
The next day, they visited the graphic designer, a woman named Lena. Her studio was a splash of color, with digital canvases on the walls.
I loved to draw, just like you, Amara, Lena said. I went to college for digital art. Now companies hire me to design logos, websites, and even characters for games. My skills in art and design are how I earn my income.
Mateo asked. So you just get paid to draw?
Lena smiled. It's a bit more structured. I get a paycheck. Let me show you. She pulled up an example pay stub on her screen. This is the gross income. The total amount the company agrees to pay me. But I don't get to take all of it home.
See these deductions? Lena pointed. Taxes are taken out to pay for things we all use, like roads, schools, and parks. There's federal tax and state tax. Then there's Social Security and Medicare, which are safety nets for when people get older or need medical help. There are also deductions for benefits, Lena continued, like my health insurance. What's left over after all that is my net income, or take-home pay. It's important to understand the difference so you can budget your money.
Next, they met David, the software developer. His office was sleek and modern, with whiteboards covered in complex diagrams.
I was always taking things apart to see how they worked, David told Mateo. I got a degree in computer science. Now I write the code that makes your favorite apps run.
Amara asked, Is your paycheck like Lena's?
Very similar, David said. My gross income is different because our fields and experience levels are different. My technology skills are in high demand, which impacts my earning potential. But I still have the same kinds of deductions, taxes, social security, and benefits.
David explained that some jobs pay a salary, a fixed amount per year, while others pay an hourly wage. The trade-off for my high-demand job is that I sometimes have to work long hours to fix a problem. Lena has more creative freedom, but her income might be less consistent if she works project by project. It's about finding what's right for you.
Walking home, Amara and Mateo felt a buzz of excitement.
So, my art can be a career if I get the right education and skills, Amara said, already sketching an idea for a logo.
And my coding isn't just a game, Mateo added. It's a skill that can lead to a real job with good benefits.
They still had a lot to learn, but the path to their futures felt a little less like a doodle and a lot more like a design.
Previous lesson. Back to course. Next lesson.